asikwazi ukutransporta abantu. Njalo abantu laba abanye ebesibatransporta yilaba abantu abayatoka emesina ama-groceries abo la abathengisayo emakethe. So labo bamile kulezi nsuku abasebenzi. Ongangukuthi thina siyi-cross border, sine-bilateral agreement ne-South Africa. So iSouth Africa layo ithi yona iSouth Africa ithi ivulile iya-issue ama-permits kodwa ngapha eZimbabwe inside aba-issue ama-permits. Sathi siyababuza bangathi bathi bona ngendaba ye-COVID and babesitshele bathi i-border bazavula ama-phase i-passenger transport and then i-passenger transport izavulelwa nge-last phase izaba yi-last ekuvulelweni kwayo. But at the moment sibone amabhasi eyiwa-2,000 elokhu e-2,000. Wayelisi ezethu zimile izimoto thina sekude almost a year now. Ongangukuthi ngabe lathi basivumela ukuthi silayitshe abantu silandele imithetho le ye-COVID bekungalahluki. Ngale South Africa basivumela ngapha kabasivumeli. Njalo ukuyangena kuZupo thina angazi sibone ngathi kungasihlupha ngoba thina si-cross border association ele-bilateral agreement le-South Africa. So e-South Africa bazi izilta iZimbabwe International Long Distance Taxis Association. Yiyo eyasayina i-bilateral agreement langale e-South Africa, lama-counterparts ethu awe-South Africa. So ukuthi siyengena koZupo sibone ngathi kungaba nzima ngoba ngale iZupo e-South Africa kabayazi. Njalo i-bilateral agreement, I should think, ma ngabe sokufanele ilokhuzo. I-council ukuthi kuyabe sokufanele sikhulume le-South Africa ngale ukuthi sokubuya amanye, enye i-player entsha okuthiwa nguZupo. So asingazi ukuthi bona bangayamukela yini ngale South Africa ngoba soze bayamukela.
Yes.
So sibona into yakhona ungathi kulobuzima. So si-cross border simile rathi sihleli ama-sprinter ethu afakile njengoba ngikhuluma so simile imona.
Singathi-ke abantu abantu aba-affected banganani khona abantu angani lokhu ebembise amagumbi.
Kweyethu i-association la ngapha esayidini lele laseZimbabwe sike about imota zethu eze-cross border ziya number up to 40 penis ama-counterparts ethu ngale e-South Africa lapho kulama-members about 45 members labo imile ngoba bakwazi ukuthi lezi bangale e-South Africa zisuke ngale zibuye ngapha. Ngomthetho kufanele zibe ziphambana i-Zimbabwean registered ne-South African registered i-bilateral agreement itsho njalo. Zimbabwe ingalayisha ngapha iye ngale e-South Africa kufanele ayilayishe ngale ibuye ngapha zibe ziphambana nje kanjalo. But manje ngendlela okwenzakala ngakhona zimile zonke zimile ngapha zimile langale. Abe-South Africa labo kabakwazi ukuthi bazithumele ngapha ezabo whilst ezethu ngapha zimana. So which means sonke were affected langale abelokhuzeni ba-affected kuleyinye i-cross border futhi i-Venda ngale i-cross border layo. Layo bamile futhi. Ngoba sisevisa thina iroute ye-Tshiredzi, Chipinge, Checheche ngale siphinde sisevisa iBulawayo sisevise up to Plumps. But now wonke wona la ama-route simile nje asisebenzi. So nalezi ze-cross border vele ziya-affected. Njengoba ngikhuluma nje khona lapha sikhona sipakile elokhuzini. Sipakile e-ofisini la zimile. Ama-drivers ahlezi nje abala msebenzi. Just loitering nje around.
So manje lizagcina ngani kudaba lolu? Kukhanya ngazani kuyahlupha lokho.
Hey, sesizamile kade sifonelana lama-counterparts ethu ngale eGoli. Bebezamile ukuthi through i-cross border agent yase-South Africa babuye e-Messina bahlangane labeZimbabwe kukhulunyiswane. Bekade lokho bezama ukuyengeja ama-Zimbabwean counterparts ukuthi mhlawumbe kungaba kunye kwe-agreement of some sort ukuthi maybe kuleyinye iplan engenziwa ukuthi at least iimota zethu zivulelwe kusetshenzwe. But so far akukabi ne-progress vela akukabonakali ukuthi inkulumo zakhona ziyaphi. Ngoba i-South Africa ngalithi yona hayi yona yonke into e-South Africa ezizini sokunomali. Le mthetho bacela nje ukuthi ama-association wonke ma ngabe lilayitha abantu ibone ukuthi imithetho ye-COVID iyalandela. So ngale abe-South Africa nxa bekhuluma ne-South Africa ukuthi hayi ngapha ngale Zimbabwe iZimbabwe isivumele isingeni. I-South Africa ithi hayi iyazama la through i-cross border agents ukuthi ikhulumisane nakweZimbabwe but kukhanya ngathi hayi i-progress yakhona kayikho. Yikho besiloku esikuzama sifonelana labangale ukuthi at least kukhulunyiswane labangapha ukuthi mhlawumbe bangavula but hayi kukhanya hayi. Kubonakala ukuthi
kuyaohlupho konalapa nxa sikhangela imali siyakwazi ukuthi belisenza khonapha kuma-40,000 rand ngenyanga. Khathesi lenza malini njengo kaya alenzi lutu
alenzi lutu wakufela malenge nae nisikuluma nje siya pate alangali plamtri sileli silo railway dape sisebenzela kwa nisikwele teze tuse sisikulu wakulu kwa nangali plamtri asikwazo uti sisa sokuza nda enda keini kwa nalapa kubulawa siya pate alama reitu kakili sisi lezikwele tinda weyompi asikwela inka mchenge nae.
So manje lizazivimba njani izikwelethu zonke lezi?
Sasiloke sile hope yona le yokuthi kumbe kuzavuleka mbe kuzathini kungakuzakuba lenye indlela mhlawumbe ukhona ozabuya lenye iplan or uhulumente uzabuya tshintshe ingqondo bathi mbe mhlawumbe basithilela or something lokho esizakhona lokho kuyihope but manje ayikanya ayiyala kuba lobunzima phezu phezu kwezikwelethu nje sikhona la.
Yes, not even le mulini lapha sokulobuzima.
Ezimulini kuzima abantwana kunje akade bebhala abaningi bapasile ama A levels. So asikwazi ukuthi ngoba kufanele baye kuma university baye endaweni eziningi. Asikwazi siza babhadalela ngani sizathini u raise of fees. At the same time kufanele sibhadale o council sibhadale lokhu nalokhiyana but sihlezi nje asikwazi siza kwenzinja. Ngoba kunini saqala ukuoperate cross border from ama early 90s khona ngabe siyivula and they were the first people ukungenisa amakhumbi lapha eZimbabwe. Manje sesize sathenga nama Mercedes lawa ama sprinter kuye besitransporta ngawo abantu. And uyabona ukuthi i-business oyi-operate from ma early 90s up to now mayivuka ivalwa overnight eshi kuba nzima ukuthi wazi ukuthi uqale ngaphi uyephi manje hayi kunzima she.
So singathi
ubuhlungu amafamily zahleli
umahluko wokuthi abantu bangene ekhumbini lokuthi abantu bangene ebhasini kuyini?
Hayi thina njengama operators asiboni umahluko otherwise ibhasi lelokhu zenu kuleta i-competition emsebenzini wethu. I-competition thina kasiyesazi. I-competition i-right i-healthy for ama-businesses wonke indawo yonke ile-competition. I-competition iyasenza ukuthi si-improve lathi i-business yethu. Abantu bayazikhethela ngoba silama-customer thina vele lana esasuka la okudala okuthi i-service yethu bakhona abayikhwalithayo ukuthi ayi-service yethu i-right and thina siyabasilisa lakuma-remote places njengakubo-plumbs kwezinye indawo siyabancedisa khona ngayo
yeah.
Zithi izinjengoba sezihleli kanje akunzima ngifuna ukuqamba mani.